Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, we're so lucky because we are chatting it up today with the Hastings Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tammy Champa. She's here to tell us about good things going on at school. And boy, we're racing towards the end of the school year. It's hard to believe. How have you been?
Great. And I feel like I say this every time, but I just cannot believe that we are so close to the end. It feels like we were still talking about Raiders That Go and back to school and all of the goals that we had for the year. And I don't know if it's the weather or it just seems to be going faster and faster every year.
Don't you think that's a lot like it's a metaphor for life? I mean, I look back and the years are just a blink sometimes. And for sure, the school year has flown by. The days, some of the days were long, I'm sure. But the year in itself seemed to kind of fly by. You are coming off a very successful first year in Hastings. Aren't you proud?
Well, thank you. I hope that's the opinion of others as well. But yeah, I'm really proud. I wish everyone kind of knew all of the work that's going on behind the scenes in so many different areas. But, you know, one of the things hopefully I was able to communicate in the last Raider update is when we ask for your voice, we are intently listening and really wanting to make sure that our efforts are aligned with the priorities in our community and our parents and staff and of course, our students. So really working to align all of those pieces.
Well, and what really came out of that listening piece is you had some ideas and some strategies that you wanted to implement and some priorities that came out of the survey. Do you want to tell us about that, please?
Yeah, of course. So everything we kind of really want encompassed by our vision and mission and our strategic anchors of the district. And so with that, having that as kind of our priority areas, aligning with what we found in our survey. And we reflect back on the survey often, and I probably wouldn't have identified these five areas if they were not just the standouts, right? After that number five, we dropped off significantly. So it was really easy to say, okay, in our community, these are five areas that are weighing heavily on the hearts and minds of our students, staff, and our families. And safety and security, I don't think is a surprise for anyone. And I think that extends beyond what we typically think about with safety and security and just really looking at what is all involved there. We talked a lot with the tech levy about cybersecurity and what are we doing to protect all of our digital assets, which extends beyond just the data that we have within our systems. And then our physical security, what does that make our camera footage, all of those pieces, and just constantly making sure that we're planning ahead and planning for the future.
You know, safety is one of those things that we take for granted until we see something on the news on a national or even more local level where something horrific either happens at school or there's been some sort of a breach of data. It's one of those things that we shouldn't have to worry about. And it looks like that the community really put enough money into this that it's one of those things that we can help push it forward and not worry about it as much.
Yeah, definitely. Just always kind of looking at this piece, whether it's our reunification plans or what our camera plan is or our entrances and just so many areas that are impacted by this or at least areas that we need to always be considering.
And so what were some of the other things that became a priority this year?
You know, recruitment and retention of high quality staff. I think we're in a different place and time. And, you know, I always date myself when I talk about the days when hundreds of applicants came in for an elementary teaching position. But as a young principal, of course, I just still think about the people who would send old shoes in with their resumes so that they would be looked at, or the neon paper, which now, of course, is all electronic and looks very different. But we're not in a place in most areas and industries today that we have that type of applicant pool. So what are we doing within our systems to retain the great staff that we have? And how do we have a culture and environment that people are excited to come to and make a difference for our kids each and every day?
And how do you do that besides money?
Yeah, I think it's never ending. Like one of the things I think I spoke about last time is I'm just really excited about this year's staff appreciation event. And that's not anything new, but we're really trying to, and I know firsthand that one event doesn't make the culture or difference for our staff, but really wanting them to see and know how much they're appreciated at that event and then feel it throughout our buildings and events all the time. You know, this community does have just a lot of compassion and support for our staff. We just need to make sure that they feel and know that as well.
And this Appreciation Day coming up is something that the staff will look forward to. Are you still needing any volunteers for that?
You know what? I think if there's people out there who would love to volunteer, there is a place for that. So I'd definitely love to hear from anyone who would like to help with that. It's April 18th, and the main event will be at 12:15 to 1:15, which is embedded in our Staff Development Day. And we will be recognizing our staff for years of service, all of our staff, and just supporting the work they do, but then special acknowledgement for those with the number of years of service of milestone years, and then any of our retirees, employees of the semester, employee of the year, and candidates for teacher of the year, community ed awards. Just, it will be a busy, packed event, just celebrating the work of our staff.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
One of the other things is that we had our student behavior and discipline was something that came up early in our staffing as well. And so we've just put in a number of pieces to make sure that this is constant, that we're constantly going back and reflecting on. So one of the things that we do have is our principals are quarterly reporting to the school board the changes that they've implemented, things that they're putting in place. I know right now there's a little bit of anxiety in our middle school specifically. One of the things that we talked about when we made a number of changes in early January was as we look forward to the 24-25 school year, also looking at how we organize our building. And so where are our classrooms? Do we have houses for our various grade levels and pods? And so while that hasn't been completely defined yet, there's definitely behind the scenes work making sure that we have the best flow possible. And so there's a little anxiety over what that might look like. And we're anxious to, I should say the building principals are anxious to take a look at that as soon as all of those pieces are put in place and there's been really thoughtful consideration of how all of those different areas will be impacted.
So moving forward, are you looking for additional staff for the middle school at the principal level?
So we currently do have a posting for a middle school principal. So we currently have a lot of applicants. So we're really excited about that. And we're looking forward to putting just an outstanding candidate in that role.
And I know mental health continues to be something that is important and top of mind, not only for adults, but also for students. And that's something that you take very seriously, don't you, in District 200?
We do. And that's an area too, where this one is just a lot of partnerships. You know, not only do we have a number of positions that we support within the school and our typical allocated FTEs, but also there's a number of grants that have been written to support our mental health. We are fortunate here in Hastings just to have the partnerships and support with Hastings United Way, Hastings Family Services. We partner with Canvas Health. Like this area, I mentioned that in today's complex world, it's also just really complex in how we put all of these pieces together and really try to put as many supports in place for our students as we possibly can. And we're grateful for certainly all the partnerships that we have in this area.
And then that brings us up to the career and technical education portion of what people thought was important in that survey. And I know that is something that, boy, involves many, many interior and outside entities. Tell us more.
Yeah. And so at our last school board meeting, it was just a great opportunity. We celebrated our staff in career and technical education. So it was super fun to hear their experiences and their tenure in the district. Some an incredibly long time. So have had definitely a history there. This is the area that we've been talking about for quite some time. really looking at our student experience and how that compares to what it is our students and families are looking for. How do we align that? We've been looking at other models that are out there, specifically Shakopee. They talk about their pathway academies. We have had conversations with Alexandria, who's a district of our size that also has pathways. We are following up again with Shakopee this week, and then really excited about an upcoming event that we are grateful for the partnership with the Hastings Chamber, and we will be co-hosting an event called Industry Engagement with Hastings Public Schools, where all of our industry partners will be invited in. We have a student panel that will be a part of the evening. And just how might we imagine some future opportunities for our students in partnership with our industry leaders here in our community?
Well, I know from the chamber standpoint, we do a show with them once a month. And Christy Barse is so fired up about the opportunity to get into the schools and talk to students and really have frank conversations about, you know, what your future is going to look like. And the kids are so engaged and ask such thoughtful questions. It's just really been a wonderful opportunity. I know my own son has participated in that, and it's something I think that we take for granted a lot of times, but it's a great way for kids to see there are so many different ways to enter the world and be in the world as a valuable contributor. And it's just wonderful. I'm so excited for that joint partnership.
Yeah. And if I can just do a shout out to the Hastings Chamber, and it has just been so refreshing having the conversations with Christy Barse. And oftentimes it's, well, I don't know if our industry or our businesses would be interested in, and her response is, oh, they're interested. Right. And so let's get to the table and let's talk about what can possibly be. And we're just really excited to have that event on our calendars. And we're excited for that. And then moving forward from there.
You really are very, very busy. I know that you also are looking ahead towards the end of the school year and what that looks like. And boy, graduation's going to be here before you know it. We're hoping for it to be outside. Is that correct?
We sure are. And you, as a senior parent, know all too well how fast this year is going with graduation coming up so soon.
No kidding. Yes. We're trying to stay a step ahead. It's no easy task. Yes.
Well, and I am certainly crossing my fingers for weather so that it's we don't have to go to an alternative date or anything like that. It's always just works best when the weather can cooperate with us and we can go forward with our plans. So as time gets a little closer, I certainly watch the weather carefully.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you to experience graduation. Hopefully it will be outside at the beautiful Todd Field. And if not, it still is going to be a great event. But there's something really special. You know, cars will drive by and they can see what's going on and they'll honk. And it's just a really special place to have graduation.
I watched last year's online, so I'm excited to be there in person this year for sure. It's all of our sports as soon as, well, the weather is cooperating with us right now. It's beautiful out, but as some of that competition continues to ramp up a little bit as we move into the latter part of April and then May, and still concerts on our schedule. And really, if you're ever looking to support our students, just take a look at our district event calendar. It's just a busy time. And as I take a peek at the things that are coming up here, I try to look at this often so I too don't miss anything. But as we look at April and May, we've got National Honor Society induction, Empty Bowls, which is an event that I'm hearing a lot about. And so I'm excited to see and learn more about that. Solo ensemble concerts, jazz night, of course, prom at the end of this month, which is always a great event. And I still remember not that many years ago where prom first weekend in May was, I don't know, like 18 inches of snow. So we're hopeful that that's certainly not the case. And we have spring plays coming up and vocal concerts. And then it's just such an incredibly busy time of the year that it's going to go fast.
It is. So on a personal level, what have you been enjoying in the city of Hastings?
Oh my gosh, I've been enjoying a lot, but I spend a lot of meeting time at Froth and Cork. So I
Oh.
just, yep, I everyone, I'm not even a coffee drinker, and I come back occasionally. And of course, I'm there and I drink coffee. So everyone knows it around here when I've been there for sure.
And I know you're an outside person. Don't you love all the trails around here?
I do. I love being down at the river and all of those things. And I am looking forward to this weather this spring too, and just hopefully getting out even more.
And so, what would you recommend for us as community members? How can we best support the schools?
Just know how hard all of our staff are working to truly make a difference for our students. And anytime you can just say thank you to an educator or a custodian or a food service, anyone who works at the school is committed and dedicated to our students.
I definitely agree with you. And everybody has their own task, don't they?
They do, and it all works together. And I've talked about this, and I know Ken LaCroix led the way with this in talking about the wagon wheel and how all of our spokes have to be in working order in all areas of our district to be a well-functioning organization.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, and I know that our listeners so enjoy getting an update about what's going on with the school. It's important, I think, if we educate people and they understand all of the things that are happening. I think education is just such a positive for understanding and keeping our schools moving forward in such a positive way.
Well, thank you. And I always enjoy visiting with you. And if anyone has any other questions or anything, please don't ever hesitate to reach out.
How can they do that, please?
They can reach me at my email, which is tchampa, Champa, at ISD200.org.
That sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much, Hastings Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tammy Champa. And you are listening to AM 1460, FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.